The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
This is Anne from San Jose, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 351 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show today is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
I'm here from tropical New Hampshire, It hit the 60s today.
Did it really?
Yeah, we're recording this at the end of January. So anyway, it was 61 degrees here, and it was great running weather, and I did not run, but oh well.
Nope, did not run. Oh, we also have with us, of course, the one, the only.
It's hard to get used to this third person.
I know. Who is this guy? as always, we're excited because joining us is also our other co-host, Chris Eliopoulos. Chris, what was the temperature down there today?
We had about, went up to like 51, 52, and I did go for a run today, so there.
Oh, you're so good. Did all the snow melt in New Jersey?
No, but it was sloppy running. It was a little wet.
Oh, boy.
And the cars like to splash you as you're going by.
Oh, that's right, because you got tons of snow.
Yeah. Chris Christie helped you clean it all up, right? That's what I heard. He left our state to come to your state.
The guy running for vice president? No. He did not hang around.
Chris, what's new on the horizon for you?
Well, I have a new book coming out on February 9th. It's called The Rabbit That Wanted to Go to Harvard. It's a parody of that wonderful children's book, The Rabbit That Wanted to Go to Sleep. So be sure to go to your bookstore and pick it up, please.
Chris, seriously, like every single week you have a new book coming out.
Yeah. it does feel like it sometimes.
Overachiever there, buddy.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Sorry. I'll try to stop working so much.
I know. That's what happens when you work 80 hours a week. Got lots of books coming out. Okay, I have a shout out. The shout out is to somebody posted this on our Mickey Milers page. Brian Wilson. Posted a wonderful, not that Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. I know that's your favorite, but Brian Wilson and his son Danny, he did his third 5K, Danny did, at the Daytona International Speedway. Wow. So I don't know how old Danny is. He looks to be about 7-ish or 8-ish. So congratulations, Danny. I love it when I hear kids out there running. I know my kid was not running today.
I'm sure Danny has more races in his future.
Yeah.
Oh, good luck, Danny.
So who do we have?
Well, we have 4,672 people on today, but we can only get in contact with four. First, from the great state of Texas, we have with us Bill and Jennifer Taylor. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
How are things in Texas?
Warm.
Yeah. Warm. I'll bet they
are. There's snow there.
Yeah, it was in the high 60s today, but we got out for a run, so it was good.
We almost got there, 60s. Usually we're 60 below. Also joining us from, I believe, the state of Maryland, Tom and Kristen Kreider. Hello, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
We want to thank the four of you for joining us, and let me try to frame what this podcast is all about. So Bill and Jennifer and Tom and Kristen and yours truly did something kind of unusual about 2 weeks ago. Not only did we go down to the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend and do several races. I think Tom and Kristen did Dopey. Jennifer and Bill, you did Goofy?
No.
just the marathon.
Oh, just the marathon. Just the marathon. And then the five of us decided to get on a cruise ship and go to Castaway Key, and we did the Castaway Key Challenge. And then we got off the cruise ship, and we went out to Anaheim, and we did the Rebel Challenge, the Star Wars, the light side, the Rebel Challenge. So we're here to talk about our experience in case there is somebody out there who is thinking about doing the same thing. And I'm going to turn it over to Chris and Michelle, and they're going to ask us questions that we hope you would ask of people who we're crazy enough to do this. So, Michelle, take it away.
So, yeah, Chris and I, little did you guys know that we spent several hours this afternoon composing questions that are like Jeopardy questions. So they're going to be difficult. We'll see how you do it. No, not just kidding. Well, first I want to ask Bill and Jennifer to tell us why you thought this might be a good idea. How did you generate this idea when you saw all these races coming up?
Bill?
That's a good thing. Start passing the buck right away.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we ever thought it was a good idea. We thought it was an idea. So we, the marathon to start there, we watched last year's coverage and watched, you know, social media with Facebook, and that's what we got the bug. We're like, okay, maybe that's something we can actually do, which is something we never even considered. So I that was step one, was signing up for that. We had done the Star Wars challenge, or not the challenge, we did the Star Wars half last year, and I'm a huge Star Wars geek. I think Jennifer's tolerates it, but I'm a huge Star Wars nerd. So I knew we wanted to try to have at least one race be legacy, and that race really appealed to us. So we were going to sign up for that. And then lo and behold, y'all were evil and announced a cruise after marathon week. And we said, you know, what better way to relax after our first ever full marathon than going on a
cruise? Yeah,
that
was my carrot. That was my carrot for the marathon at the end, was having that cruise, because we've been to Castaway Key. So I knew that that would be a nice, relaxing way to round out the marathon. That was, yeah.
But I guess the realization, or the reality of the fact that of the logistics of it, we never thought about that at first. It was all on, based on, as most people are with Run Disney races, was on emotion. That kind of settled in later as we started to panic a little bit. Okay, how are we going to, and I'm sure these are all questions you'll get into later, but the travel and getting back and forth between airports and so forth, and that kind of started to settle in a little bit.
Yeah, the logistics was a nightmare putting it on paper. That was scary.
Yeah, we will get to that.
That was scary.
So I'm actually going to ask Tom to answer the question for your family. How did you guys decide on this being a good idea?
Well, the moment you announced the cruise, I was on the text to Becky Menken and had my room booked that day.
You were the first one. I remember that.
Yeah.
So that came first for you, the cruise.
Yeah. It took about 4 hours to complete that transaction from announcement to completion. and then, you know, we did Dopey last year, and then we went out and did Star Wars. So in my mind, hey, I'm just putting a nice cruise in between what we did last year. So it really was a no-brainer, at least for registering.
Ooh, it's interesting that the cruises, it was the thing that kind of was the glue that held it together for people. Mike, why don't you tell us how you decided to do it? Because your route was a little different.
Yeah, well, my decision to do this probably, I mean, I had already signed up, obviously, for Florida and for the cruise. But the decision to go to the West Coast came right around Christmas. it was on a phone call with Becky, and maybe it was a little bit earlier than Christmas. She was telling me how she had some bibs, and she had to get rid of them by midnight. And I said, oh, gee, I hope you get rid of them. She says, well, why don't you take one? And I said, oh, I don't know. And you were sitting here, Michelle, and I was talking to Becky, and you said, go ahead. I don't know if I can. And Becky said, come on, and...
So peer pressure. You had two women nagging you to go on a trip to California.
All right, I'll do it. So it was definitely an 11th hour decision.
Okay.
Nice. All right, so let me ask, I guess I'll ask Bill and Jennifer. How did you escape the asylum, and do they still know you're gone? No.
We're roommates.
They let you go. Actually, I was wondering if the way the cost of the races have gone these days, especially the travel involved and the hotel stay, was there anything that made you wince when you thought about all the costs that would be involved in doing this, the flights, the hotel stays, rental cars, that kind of thing? Did you question it, or was it just sort of like, hey, this is a once-in-a-lifetime, I've got to do it?
Well, you're asking people that are going to Disneyland Paris. So when we see a Run Disney thing, we kind of see that shining metal. But we don't, our everyday life is not very extravagant. We kind of, our vacations and our Run Disney trips and our Disney trips in general with the family, it's kind of where we do like to splurge a little bit.
Sure.
But I'll let Bill chime in a little bit.
Yeah, we probably made life harder on ourselves than we needed to, because we booked the marathon airfare super early. The local airlines here to Dallas had a very good sale, so we booked that. But with the crews and everything else, the change fees and everything were higher, so we ended up flying three different airlines. One airlines to Orlando, one airlines from Orlando to California, and then a different airlines from California back to Dallas, to two different airports in Dallas. So at that point, we were committed, and I'll be honest with you, Chris, money, yeah, this, as Jennifer said, this is really our big vice that we have is Disney and then running Disney, and so we really didn't.
Not drugs, just Disney, huh?
Well, Disney is our drug, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Disney in general.
Right.
West Coast, East Coast, European.
I just want to chime in to add that it wasn't just you who were going. It was your kids, too.
Yes, two of our kids.
Right. So that made it more all the more interesting. Okay, Kristen and Tom, I want to ask you guys, how did you go about planning this?
I let him do everything. It was that easy.
Yes, I noticed that he should be nominated for Dad of the Year. I noticed that on the cruise. So, Tom, do you want to share?
Well, sure. I have a spreadsheet. I have all my Disney runs, Disney trips, whatnot on a spreadsheet, and it was easy to do the cruise. Called up MEI Travel, Sharla is my person, and that was very easy. And in fact, I think she got the rooms on both coasts for me as well. And then I just have columns. Do I have Magical Express? Do I have port shuttles? Do I have tickets for Kristen? Because I still have my I still have my annual pass. So it's a spreadsheet. I'm a project manager, and it's right up my alley.
A project manager who someday wants to be a travel agent, too.
That'd be a happy place to go. Yeah. That would be my happy place, yeah.
Kristen, what was your reaction when Dad proposed this?
Well, it kind of all started when I watched him book the cabin for the cruise, and I was like, hey, whoa. I want to be there, too. So it was kind of like, I'll do the half marathon, and then, I'll do this, too. And then, I got to do Star Wars, so... It just kind of waterfalled, cascaded into me doing all of it.
And it's so convenient. You're in graduate school and you had January off, huh?
Yes, definitely convenient.
At first take, it was going to be my solo trip. But then she caught wind of it and, there we are.
Wow, smart girl. Mm-hmm. I want to just, before I go to Mike and ask him the same question, I want to tip you in, Tom, on my favorite app, which is called TripIt. I don't know if you use it, but it keeps all your information in the same place. You can keep it on your phone. You can do it on the computer, and you don't need spreadsheets. You just send it all to TripIt. All the information's there. It's awesome. It's free, too.
Don't need spreadsheets.
That's no, a, try it. Try word. It. Does anybody use it? It's awesome.
If it wasn't out in the 80s, it's beyond me.
Oh, TripIt. I love it. Okay, Mike, how did you go about planning everything? Because you had the January trip planned and you had the cruise planned, but then now you're adding on this whole another trip, not only to the West Coast, but getting off a boat and going to the West Coast.
Well, if Mickey Miles and More ever needed a PMO, I'm going to go to Tom Carrido, that's for sure. All right, so what I did is I actually took one day, once that decision was made, I took a day off, not a day off from work, but I worked from home one day and I said, okay, what do I have to do? I made a list of everything I had to do and I said, Here we go. And I remember talking with you about it, Michelle, and you actually told me to do something that I'd like to pass on to everyone. I had a round trip from Manchester to Orlando back to Manchester, and I had to change that. And I was just going to do it online, but you suggested, and rightfully so, to call Southwest and change it. And when I did, they were more than happy to change my round trip to one way. But at the same time, they refunded some of that money, which I was able to use for the next leg. So my first thought was book the flights. I booked flight after flight after flight. And what I had to do is avoid cold weather cities to avoid the snow getting and cold getting into the problem. And then after that, I had to look for a hotel. And what I didn't do is I did not buy tickets for the parks because I wasn't sure exactly how many days I would need it. So it basically came down to flights, the shuttle from the airport to the hotel.
In California,
and then the actual hotel. Everything else I just said I'll take it as I get along.
Mike, can I add in just a second on that too? That I gotta concur. That flights were the hardest part. For us, it was that middle flight.
Yes.
Going across the and I usually I just see a flight, book it, we're done. But I really had to think about that, play different scenarios, look at different airlines that I don't normally look at to find just what was, you know, what I thought was the best choice.
So let's remind people of what the limitations were here. You had to get off the boat early in the morning, and then so you had to find a flight where you could get from Port Canaveral to MCO, Orlando Airport, and then go to California. And you also had to pick up your bibs there. So you had things that you were worrying about on either ends of those flights.
Right.
Yeah. Chris?
All right. I guess, who are we up to, Bill and Jen? So these were a lot of flights and a lot of travel. I know Michelle and my wife both came back from the marathon weekend sick after going on a flight. Did any of the flights or all the travel and all the wear and tear mess with any of your running while you were out there?
Houston, we have a problem. Mike was stuck in Houston with us.
Oh.
That was the problem?
Yeah.
That it was Mike?
Yeah. No.
The flights were fine. We were just stuck with Mike.
Welcome to my world. No.
I'm not sure if you're talking about health or not, Chris. But
all of it, yeah, just basically because I'm sitting on a flight for whatever, 6 hours, and then getting ready to run after you've already run, and then going on a boat and running, you know, all that kind of stuff. Do you feel like it tired your legs out? Were you exhausted by the end of this?
The cruise actually helped me out personally. That was a nice relaxation after the marathon that gave my body time to recover. Because it was, I don't know if we mentioned, it was our first marathon. So we didn't know what to expect and how our bodies were going to feel. And we still had signed up for all the Star Wars races blindly. And so I actually really appreciated the cruise and the relaxation and the downtime. And that helped my body. That when I personally got on the airplane, I didn't have any aches or pains. Plus, we did a stopover from Orlando to Houston, Houston to John Wayne. So that might have helped, too, that we got off the plane and walked around a little bit. But I personally didn't have any aches and pains.
And you ran your first marathon, too.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. Wow.
It's physically wise, running wise, didn't really affect. Mentally and emotionally, yeah. We may be going into more detail on that. The flight out of Orlando, we had done everything we could to get off the boat as early as possible. Got off. I mean, we were at the curb waiting for our shuttle at 7:45. We even booked a private shuttle to make sure we could get the airport early. And then the unusual weather kicked in Orlando. And I don't know if Mike was going to go into more detail on this, but the flight was late coming in because there was this rare or weird thunderstorm that came through, and somebody even hinted at like a tornado warning or something in Orlando. So the flight was late coming in. It sat there at the gate for a good hour and a half before they let anybody on. And we found out later why, because somebody had gotten sick on the plane. And they had took some time to clean it. And we got, then they finally boarded us. And sure enough, the row that I was on was the row whoever got sick. So I was ready to get off that plane by the time we got to Houston. So physically, running wise, not affected. Mentally, absolutely.
You're going to give Chris hives with that statement right
there. I know.
Sorry.
You're killing me. If it happened at the Waffle House, that was not a fun. Right now.
he's using his big pump Purell just on this podcast.
I know, I just drenched the mic.
He's got a holster.
Yeah, physically, it was that Friday was a long day for Bill and Jen and the kids and for me. I know. Physically, the only thing was that because I got in really late. We all got in late on Friday. We could not pick up our bib, and I didn't get to bed till way after midnight.
Midnight.
Get to sleep.
Midnight West Coast
California
time.
Wow. So, and then I had to get up. We all had to get up early to pick up our bibs at the gathering area for the 10K, and then had to run a 10K. So, I had about three. I'd say the most I had 3 hours sleep, and I had to go out and I had to run a 10K. So that was the only probably semi-physical issue, but I ended up doing the 10K faster out in the West Coast than I did in Orlando, so maybe it wasn't such a big issue, but emotionally and it was kind of a pain that Friday. It really was.
All right, so Kristen and Tom, can you remind us, what did you run on the WDW race weekend? Was it Dopey?
I did everything but the marathon, but I supported him on the marathon.
Okay.
Yeah, we call hers the Grumpy.
All right, and you did Dopey.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question for both of you. We're talking multiple races, and then you raced on the cruise, which was the 5K, and then going out and doing at least the 10, well, you couldn't do the 5K because of the timing, the 10K and the half again. How did you train for that? What did you do to train running-wise?
I ate a lot of food. I just started carbo loading in like June.
Okay. No running, just carbo loading.
I would say just the same way as the Dopey last year, you know, like Jeff Galloway's Dopey plan. You know, that works pretty well.
Okay. And so the, so the 5K at Castaway Key wasn't a big deal. And then because you had run, you were already really trained for the 10K and the half.
No, the 5K on Castaway Key wasn't a big deal because we walked all
the time. Yes, we did walk. We did.
Except maybe 50 feet when we were with you trying to show off. But after we lost sight of you, yeah, we walked.
There were a lot of characters in that on that Castaway Key 5K, and it was neat because they kept on changing. So you'd double back and there would be a different one. Mike, do you want to add anything about the training?
Well, I didn't know. Again, I didn't know until really December that I was going to do this, but starting in September after I recovered from surgical procedure, I started to train, and I got to the point where I was running a half marathon, at least a half marathon distance every weekend, and sometimes I tried to run back-to-back halves on the weekends, trying to get up to speed because I could not run during the week. But during the week, I have like a combined five-hour commute, so kept my legs in shape and then tried to work on the stamina in the weekend. That concludes part one of our discussion on the Happy, running races in Walt Disney World on Walt Disney World Marathon weekend, doing the Castaway Key 5K, and then heading out to California to do the Star Wars Rebel Challenge. Join us part two, where Chris and Michelle continue to ask Bill and Jen, Tom, Kristen, and myself just what we were thinking. So until next time, this is Mike Scopa for all those guys saying we'll see you on the road.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.